Okay, as Joan said, I'm Nancy Esther James. And a little blurb there on the sheet mentions that my chapbook has just been published by Finishing Line Press, and the title is Resilient Spirit, Poems for Lorraine. And I always like to begin by reading part of the foreword because it explains the book and the title. 1 year in the late 1990s, my niece, writing her annual Christmas letter, shared news of her mother's situation. Lorraine, she wrote, was now living in a residence designed for patients in later stages of dementia. Although Lorraine's memory and her ability to perform everyday tasks were diminishing, she seemed contented and good-humored. She has a peaceful, resilient spirit, Beverly wrote. I thought, what a wonderful phrase to be remembered by, a peaceful, resilient spirit. This book tells the story as I observed and experienced it of Lorraine's final years, the story of what changed in her mind and body and what remained of her spirit. There are just 13 poems in the book, but they are interspersed with a few pages of excerpts from my journals. I'm going to read three poems, and the first poem is from is one of the first in the book, and it is from the time when Lorraine was living, not at the residence that was just described in the foreword, but a previous one that she was in for a few years before that. And the title of the poem is Macrame Journey. Moving from world to world, like reading three novels at once, she guesses this house is where her daughter lives. Today seems to be Christmas. She unwraps a package, smiles at a book of puzzles, catches on to someone's joke, cracks one of her own. After dinner, they'll drive her home. Why do the streets look different? They say they told her they'd stop for dessert at someone's house. She declines a piece of pie. Didn't she already have one? Finally, through snowy streets, she's back in a house she knows. Finds her way to an upstairs room, her arms piled with boxes, mysteriously half unwrapped. On the closet door, a piece of macrame. She threads a long red ribbon among tied-on bits of litter, a plastic necklace, girls' barrettes, gleanings from solitary walks through streets that begin to unravel, like this work of art in progress, map of a long way home. And this first residence that Lorraine lived in, the residents were permitted to come and go. They could go out and take walks. But Lorraine began to get lost and not be able to find her way back. And so she then moved into the home that is referred to in the foreword. And the other two poems that I'll read are from that period. Spirit of Christmas Present. She arrives from the fenced-in grounds, laughing, surprised to see her family midday in the nursing home, recognizes most of us, though for a year or more she has not said our names. Her brushed white hair lends youth. It turned that pure color in her 30s. Her sweatsuit today, cornflower blue, flatters her smiling face. Broadened by steady food, uneventful days, turned pink by her stroll outdoors. Still Christmas on December 27. She delves into the drawstring bag of toiletries we brought, pulls out each bottle and tube, reads labels, jokes with the words. Will transparent soap make her disappear? Surprising us into laughter. Then she picks through the same gifts again, each item a new discovery. A man shuffles by in his walker. She jumps up with a silver ribbon, ties the bow around his arm, giggles at her schoolgirl prank. Back in the parlor again, after storing presents in her room, she brightens like sun on snow. Her boyfriend waiting in flowered chair. I didn't know I'd see you. She sits beside him, takes his hand. Glancing back, we slip away without confusion of farewell. The third poem, this was another family visit, but this one not at Christmas time. And the title is We Are Seven, and the epigraph says After William Wordsworth. Now, this is a reference, it's an allusion to a poem by Wordsworth. In which the speaker of the poem meets a child and begins to ask her about her family. And the child talks about the family that she has. She says there's seven of us. But then it turns out that at least two of them are lying in the graveyard. And the speaker, being a overly logical person, says, that then there aren't really seven of you at home. Then that's not right, when you said there's only five. And the poem ends with the child saying, "Nay, master, we are seven." We are seven, after William Wordsworth. On the nursing home porch, six from three generations. A boy, his sister, mother, father, aunt, great aunt, take turns aiming the camera. Posed five at a time, with her, enthroned on the only chair, matriarch in loose flowered gown. Five smile toward the lens while her gaze hovers. Orange blossoms overhead, some vanishing point midair. Sunlight intrudes, urges escape to patio shade. Six scramble to raise her, coax her to shuffle along. Around a glass-topped table, conversation ricochets. Words, words from other worlds. Politics, gardening, school. In a chair off to the side, the white-haired woman now and then surprises, echoes a phrase, almost connects. Before her words can tangle again, we seven smile. Thank you. I do have some copies of the book back there where I'm sitting. And the next reader is Jean Shang Lin.